Balaam, a diviner from Mesopotamia, set out on the long journey from his hometown on the Euphrates to Moab, a country lying to the east of the Dead Sea. He had been summoned by Balak, king of the Moabites, to go and curse Israel. He was accompanied by the delegation of princes that Balak had sent to fetch him. When the king heard that Balaam was coming, he went out to meet him at a town on the borders of his territory. The king said to him, "Did I not send you an urgent summons? Why didn't you come the first time? Am I not able to reward you?" "Well, I have come to you now," Balaam replied, "but I can only speak what God puts in my mouth." The next day the king took Balaam up to a place from where he could see the camp of Israel spreading out in the plain below. Balaam told him to build 7 altars and to prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for sacrifices, and the two of them offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam went aside to hear what God would say to him. The Lord came and gave him a message for Balak. So Balaam returned and found the king and his princes waiting for him beside the offerings. Then Balaam uttered his oracle, using poetic speech. "The king of Moab brought me from afar to curse Israel," he said. "But how can I curse those whom God has not cursed? From the rocky peaks I see them, people who live apart from other nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, or number the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." The king and his princes were very displeased. Balaam had not cursed Israel at all. "I brought you here to curse my enemies," he said, "but you have done nothing but bless them." Balaam answered, "Must I not speak what the Lord puts in my mouth?" So Balak said to him, "Come to another place, where you will only see a part of them, and from there curse them for me." The king took the seer up Mount Pisgah, and again he built 7 altars and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Balaam went aside to meet with the Lord and was given a message for Balak. He returned to the king and his princes and uttered his oracle. Again his words were favorable to Israel. "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind," said Balaam. "Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? He has blessed, and I cannot change it. No misfortune is seen in Israel. The Lord their God is with them. There is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel." Deeply disappointed, the king cried out, "Neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all." Balaam answered, "Did I not tell you I must do whatever the Lord says?" Balak decided to try once more. He took Balaam to the top of Mount Peor, built 7 altars, and again sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. From here, the prophet could see Israel encamped tribe by tribe, their tents spreading out in every direction, and the Spirit of God came upon him. "How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob," he exclaimed. "Like valleys they spread out, like cedars beside the waters. Their kingdom will be exalted. May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you be cursed." Then Balak became very angry. "I summoned you to curse them, but you have blessed them these 3 times. Now leave at once and go home. I would have rewarded you handsomely, but the Lord has kept you from being rewarded." Balaam answered, "Did I not tell your messengers, even if Balak gave me his palace filled with silver and gold, I could not go beyond the command of the Lord? I will return to my people, but let me warn you of what this people will do to your people in days to come." Then Balaam pronounced an oracle foretelling the conquest of Moab, Edom, and other nations by a great king who would come out of Israel. "A star will come out of Jacob," he said. "A scepter will rise out of Israel. Israel will grow strong, and a ruler will come out of Jacob." Beyond the person of King David, the great Israelite king who would one day fulfill these prophecies to the letter, Balaam foretold the coming of the far greater son of David, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Balaam then uttered a few short oracles foretelling the ruin of the Amalekites and other nations. Having finished prophesying, Balaam got up and left, and Balak returned to his palace. Next episode, Moab seduces Israel.